development of the neighborhood is such that all the homes have, mostly all the homes now, have gone up, and they've all, pretty much, the neighborhood was composed of a lot of legacy homes that were too badly damaged to really be repaired. So it's a lot of new construction all along that entire line of Atlantic Way. And this is really, there's one home right at the corner that's, I guess, a still legacy home, but 9 Atlantic Way, Mr. Griffin's house, is really the only existing small legacy home that's there.
And so what are you, your company, what are you looking to do? What improvements?
So generally, what we want to do, like I said, is bring it up to what we consider like contemporary beach architecture that Tony has done the plans for us. And that it's going to result in the house being lifted to be a FEMA regulation flood height above, so a garage underneath. The house is actually going to be pushed back so that there will both be some parking in front, but also underneath for the garage, and then a complete remodel and redoing the roof line to add a third floor. So right now it's two bedroom, two bath. It'll go to four bedrooms, with basically the fourth bedroom master suite being within that roof line. So it's, I guess, technically a 2.5 story.
That's what's proposed, 2.5?
That's what,
yes.
Because, right, that would be an additional
right. And basically using all current, you know, the current materials that, you know, all the rest of the homes kind of in the neighborhood are incorporating, so forth. So
do you know how many, and you might, this might be an answer for Tony, do you know how many cars fit in that garage?
There will be enough room for two deep, not side by side,
right.
Two okay. Stacked, I guess you would call it.
Good.
And in terms of moving the home back, which requires the rear setback, what do you think are some of the advantages of that, and why do you want to do that?
Well, we want to move it back because then it will be in line with really all the other homes that are on the street now. But this house was always, well, I guess other homes, say post-Sandy now, all the homes have moved back and up. So this would actually join those homes by being back. It would add some regular parking in front of the home if needed, in addition to the under house garage. But it would basically line us up with everybody else. It wouldn't be sticking out like it is now.
And as a builder, as the applicant, as a resident, do you think if this application is approved, it's going to overburden or overtax the site? Or is it going to be pretty much consistent with some of the other post-hurricane development?
Right. I mean, structurally, and we're really working within the box of the house as it exists, where really it is the roof line and that addition of that half story where we are building up. We're proposing some porches like everybody else has on the street for the front of the house. And again, those will line up with all the other porches for the newly constructed homes that are there.
You mentioned about that you're going to change the front setback, but it's at 9.6, it's going to remain at 9.6, correct? And that's what your plans indicate. Solemnly swear a testimony you're about to give us truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Anthony Condoris?
20 Bingham Avenue, Rumson, New Jersey.
Architect.
We've
accepted him many times.
To answer your question, yes, the setback of the house has remained the same because we're pushing the house back to allow the front porches to be put on, and those will line up with the rest of the houses.
Okay.
Okay, so it's a wash. You're not really. I mean, that's
well.
Fine.
The advantage of it is you could the
yeah.
porch is going to overhang the driveway, so they'll be able to fit cars in front of the house as well. That was one of the advantages of doing that.
Okay.
So how many? So you could fit two in the garage, and then how many in the driveway?
Maybe two. Maybe well, at least one, and maybe two.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah.
And this two. Tony, since you're up, why don't you just walk us through the plans and
sure,
and the height.
Okay. So as I just mentioned, you can see here on page Z2. This dashed line indicates the front edge of the porch, which is going to be that 9.3 setback. And then we have an additional 7 feet to where the garage starts. So we have some extra room to get under there. And it's a two-story porch. We are staying on the existing, as far as any kind of living space goes, we are staying on top of the original footprint of the house. We're just kicking up the roof a little bit to be able to get that half story. So we're calling it a half story because I've maintained the one-third square footage of the space below. That's the criteria for the ordinance to maintain a half story. So you'll see here, this is where the roof line is going to extend to. It's a 12-12 pitch rather than the very shallow pitch that it has now. So that's where we have our master suite. And then in the back, we've added a covered porch. So
what's the dimensions of that, if you can? Because I don't see it on here.
Extends 16 feet to the back.
What is the floor material going to be on that?
I'm sorry, see if I can hear you.
16 feet. And then it's the same width as the front as the house, 20 feet.
Right.
And so that gives you a rear, by putting the 16-foot deck on the rear, you're losing your rear setback, which was 29 feet, you're going to 3.2 feet?
Right, and part of that is the stairs.
Okay, and 15 feet is required. Part of that's the stairs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's 3.2 feet to the stairs.
To the stairs, and right. How about to the deck?
It'd be about 6.2 feet, almost 7 feet.
Got it.
And Tony, why don't you talk about the height? What's the height going to be?
Okay, yeah, the height. Because this is an undersized lot, we have to reduce the height down to 30 feet, but then you get an additional 3 feet for raising it above the flood elevation. So our maximum height in this zone for this property is 33 feet. We're proposing 35.
So between the C and the D variance, this would be
it's still C. It's still a C variance.
And would it be FEMA compliant?
Yes, it will.
And do you have any information about types of some of the other homes?
Yes, I do, because I did the drawings for the two adjacent homes to the west. And I'm sorry, one's to the, yeah, they're both to the west. There you can see
them. So I'll just mark that picture as A3, Kerry.
Yep.
And just identify that picture, Mr. Condors.
This is a picture of Atlantic Way showing
the streetscape
of 9 Atlantic Way. The subject property is between these two buildings here. This one's currently under construction. I did the drawings for both this one and that one. This one is 35 feet. This one is 36. They both require variances. We came to the board.
What were the, if you remember, the widths of those lots?
I don't remember offhand. I think they're about the same.
And you said this one's going to be 35?
35.
Okay. So it's going to match.
It's going to match.
That's great.
And one closer east is, how does that, I've looked at the one east of your lot. And is that taller or about the same height as the two that you did to the west?
I don't know for a fact. Based on this picture, it looks like it might be a little lower.
A little lower?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's essentially 3/4, but it doesn't have room for parking under it.
Right.
Okay. Tony, are the rest of those houses about the same, to the porches, are the same, about 9.5 feet?
Again, I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but they're pretty much in line with this.
Okay.
Give or take.
And Tony, in terms of the side yard setback variances that we're talking about, they're for the existing structure, it's existing nonconformity, and you're just continuing to match that and honor that?
That's correct.
Tony, is there actually any attic space? Is that on the plan, you call it an attic?
Well, yeah, it should be called, we meant to call it a finished attic, really. Well, no, we have a proposed master bedroom.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But there's no attic space. No storage space.
No, well, there's just maybe a little bit of storage under these eaves, but that's okay. About it. Yeah.
All right. Where are you putting the air conditioning then?
The air conditioning condenser?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Yeah,
currently standard question around.
I know.
Currently it resides in the back corner. So this is the a proposed deck, so it's ground level right here.
So it's going to be under the deck?
It would be under the deck and elevated.
What's the deck floor material going to be?
I don't think we've determined that yet, but.
Well, I only ask because this is very mysteriously looking like an additional room that you could add walls to. If we give you approval, will you make it a condition that you'll never enclose that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
The rear deck thing, is that what you're
saying? Yeah.
the house is basically where it was, you just extended.
Yeah, we raise, slide back so it's in line with all the other new construction and redo the roof.
I will add too, when they first approached me, they planned on putting living space back here, and we decided that it would be best to just try to put that living space into the attic and have less volume in the back.
You might run into trouble with the air conditioning with the flood level, though. Don't they have to be above base flood level? Would be too high underneath the deck then?
It's pretty.
The condensers?
Yeah.
It can't be in the right of way is the key.
Yeah, no, the base flood.
I mean, not in the right of way, I mean, it can't be in any of the setbacks.
Yeah, I realize, yeah.
It can't be in any of the setbacks, so.
Right, but the base flood here is about maybe 2.5 or 3 feet off the ground, so we could get a.
Okay.
We could hopefully have some breathing room between the deck and the condensers.
Okay, as long as they're not in the setbacks.
Yeah.
And Mike, just in terms of if you're fortunate enough to get the approval, what is your anticipated timeline?
I mean, ASAP, we'd like to start the project as soon as possible.
Mr. Chairman, I have no further questions for the witnesses unless the board has questions.
Board members? Any other questions? Is there anyone in the public that has a question about the testimony or a statement about this application? If not, the public portion is now closed.
Tony, can you pass that?
I think it's a positive improvement. I always love the fact that you're adding parking that was not there before to alleviate the problem of parking on these streets. And Atlantic Way is one of those major streets that has a lot of problems. So we can get 3 cars off the street. I think that's amazing. So I'll move the application if no one else.
I'll second it, providing you aware that.
With the condition, Dave's
the condition that they agree never to enclose a rear deck, which would increase the living space.
Yeah, so I'll put that in my motion. Thanks. Is a roll call, please?
Cashmore?
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Julia?
Yes.
Castellino?
Yes.
Councilman Ryder?
Yes.
Ford?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Zanino?
Yes.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, very much appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good project.
And if my client has timing issues, he would work out with the borough as to timeframe is in terms of either before the expiration of the appeal period or before the resolution. Is that something we'd work out with the borough?
Yes.
If they're even willing to, we'll deal with that.
I mean, that you can build before the resolution?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't think we do that.
Okay, but before the expiration of the appeal period.
They probably won't do that because they.
Before the expiration, yes.
Okay.
Thank you. They need the resolution to know what you're doing.
Understood.
Right, you won't get the building permits until the resolution, but.
Okay.
Definitely, they don't wait for the appeal.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
You can have the resolution for the next board meeting anyway, right?
Yeah,
you're talking 2 weeks. I don't think.
Thank you.
Yeah, but they have 45 days to appeal it.
Well, Carrie's saying that they.
We don't make people, some towns make you wait. We don't. That's on the.
And I'm old school. I forgot that you're sometimes meeting twice a month now, so I forgot that, so.
We're getting back in touch.
We meet sometimes.
Yeah.
We always have met.
Sometimes, I know.
I had no idea.
Welcome to the New World Order.
Good night.
Never done that.
Good night.
Harley, Michelle, Pano. 14 Via Ripa, Lot 32, Lot 15. Welcome, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I'm Chris Morley from 14 Via Ripa. My expert witness is also Tony, and so I'm not sure.
I'm not left yet.
You want Tony to run with it, is that?
I'm going to do that, just a short opening statement, just to let you know. So we bought, last fall, we bought.
Let me just swear you went through your. Good, want to place left hand on the Bible? You saw me start testing your best goodness, truth, all truth, and nothing but truth?
I do.
Okay, can you just state your name as you just did?
Chris Morley, 14 Via Ripa.
And it's Morley?
It is.
Thank you. Lot 32, Lot 15, for the record. And let me just pull out the board and start and get some housekeeping done. I have reviewed the jurisdictional package, and it appears to be in good order. board will take jurisdiction over the matter. I have marked that as A1. And there is, architectural plans by Mr. Condoris. And that is dated 2/1/17?
Yes, that's correct.
Okey-dokey, that is A2. And then you have submitted a photo. You want that in the record too?
It was part of the requirement. I'm sorry.
You want to refer to it or you don't?
I was not going to refer to it.
Then I won't even mark it.
Very good.
There you go.
Thank you.
Okay, all yours.
Thank you. So just a brief preamble. So in the fall, we purchased 14 Via Ripa. It happens to be the property next to our site. It was here as well, 15 Via Ripa. In January, we received the permits to demolish the 14 Via Ripa. We've brought in plans, Tony has drawn, in order to build a new home in its place. The lot is undersized, and as an undersized lot, there are a number of variances in terms of the side yards and the front yard that we're looking for the board to provide us with. So that's really all I have. If I can answer questions, and then I'll ask Tony to take you through the plans.
Okay. And then just so the board knows that Mr. Morley did discuss that there are pre-existing variances and possibly new variances, so we'll just go over what they are now. The minimum lot area, this is in an R2 zone. Minimum lot area is required is 4,000 square feet. They have 2265, obviously that's pre-existing. The width requirement is 50 feet and they have 30. And the minimum front yard is 25 feet. They existing is 10.3 and they're going asking to go to 5. And let me just see a minute. Somebody's going to give some testimony, I think, as to the other houses on the street and their average and whether or not.
I can talk about that.
Yep, so that's probably going to be Tony. Each side yard is required to be 7 feet. They have existing 1 and 3 feet. And they're actually doing better, going to 4.2 and 5.8. Minimum both sides is 15 feet required. They now have, or they did have 4, they're proposing 10. And that's it for their variances. The maximum height, I think we'll hear about it, but I think they're at 33. Again, this is an undersized lot, so we have the maximum of 30 feet for that, but you add 3 because of the BFE, so that's where they're proposing to go.
Just one correction, I think that might have been from an older, the side setbacks that we're proposing are 4 and a total of 9. That 5 point
on both, oh, not 10?
Oh,
okay.
4 and a total of 9.
Got it.
Because I think when we were first denied, they had the building a little narrower.
Okay.
I'll give you a little history. I actually thought that they weren't going to need a variance because you used to have a formula where you could reduce the side setbacks for the narrow lot, but apparently they took that out of the ordinance.
February 2016, based on what I saw.
Yeah, so I didn't know that. I didn't know it was taken out. So we actually finished these plans and submitted the building permits, and Mary took them back. So that's why we're here.
Okay, so instead of the 10, the 10 that I indicated, it's 9.
Yeah.
On the both.
Okay. Right. The existing building, as this indicates, has a setback of 1 foot in the back. Well, the existing building's gone.
Yes.
The previous building. So we definitely have improved the side setbacks. Regarding the average setback, we did have somebody go out and take measurements, and it turned out that the average setback is more than 5 over there. It's about 8 feet. So.
Yeah, did I swear you in this application?
I don't think you did.
Since you just did it, I forgot.
It's okay.
You solemnly swear the testimony you just gave and are about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes, I do. Okay. Anthony Condoris, 20 Bingham Avenue, Rumson.
Thank you.
Anthony, you're talking about the front setbacks now?
The front setback.
So the average along the street is 8 feet, did you say?
Yes.
And you're proposing 5?
Right.
Okay.
Is there any reason why you just didn't tuck it back a couple more feet then?
Well, one reason is we're trying to get a decent deck here. We're trying to maintain the rear setback. We would push the building back, but then we would need a rear setback variance.
So it's up to the board if you like.
Are you, you're slightly in front of the neighboring homes with the deck?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like by about a foot, yeah. At least the adjacent. Well, this one.
The average is 8, maybe it'd be 5. Yeah. I'd rather see you tuck it back a couple of feet and get a rear yard, relief a little bit. Just a couple of feet at least.
So go to 7 and put the rear at 13?
Oh, does anybody else have any comments? It'll put the houses more in line rather than having this one jetting out.
There, he's okay with it, doing it that way.
It's not going to affect the parking, right? Part of the thing we're trying to do is improve the parking by putting in an under.
No, it won't.
It'll actually help.
Actually.
Yeah, actually, you'll have a bit, you'll have an easier time of pulling in, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 5 feet from the curb is very close. It's with a wide sidewalk.
So that's my question, Tony, is, as I always ask, how many cars fit in that garage?
Two in tandem, yeah.
Back and forth?
Behind each other.
Okay, good. And just, it's a dumb question, but I'm just going to ask it. I know the answer already, but you have on the plans basement floor plan. It's not an actual basement.
No, it's a ground.
It's ground floor. Can you just, as a condition, can you just edit the plans and just say ground floor?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely, yeah.
I knew the answer.
Yes, and I just, what's coming off the plan?
It says basement floor plan and.
Yeah, it should say.
It should say ground floor.
Or ground.
Talking about the basement anymore, it's just.
It's amazing how many basements there are in DC.
Yeah, I know.
No, he's improved the side yards, if he's tucking the front back so it's in line with everybody else, it looks pretty nice. Do you have anything more to tell us or?
You don't have any, you don't have exterior drawings, do you?
I do, yeah. It's only two, we're not proposing any half story, so it's basically a two-story building.
Of course you do, I'm sorry, I don't know why.
There's a window up here, but that's just.
Another stupid question.
This is actually another stupid question.
And we did ask Tony to make it consistent with the other new buildings on the original, so there's.
Style wise?
Yeah, it's actually similar to the previous application, we have a two-story porch in the front.
Yeah, it's nice, I actually did look through it there.
Your proposal now on the, is to have the front setback at 7 feet, the rear would then be 13?
Yes.
So we'll need a rear yard setback.
Right, front and rear yard setbacks, yeah.
But it's really because of the decks, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, correct.
There's overhang over the deck, right?
Just a little overhang, overhearing me?
Yeah.
Yeah, just a 2-foot little skirt roof thing. Sticks out 2 feet.
Mechanicals?
Yes, good point. Well, if we can fit them under the deck with clearances, we'll put them under the deck. Otherwise, I guess we'll have to put them on the deck. But we'll keep them.
Ideal.
Keep them out of the setbacks.
And out of the flood.
And out of the flood.
Yes, definitely you will be in the out of the.
Any other questions from the board?
I have a question. When you say keep them out of the setbacks, you mean the setbacks that we got variances for or the proposed setbacks? I mean the required setbacks.
The ones you have variances for?
Yeah, okay.
Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean it generally, yeah.
Is there anyone in the public that has a question about the testimony or a statement about the application?
Only family.
When you really know.
Got to do it.
I think there's an objection.
I don't want to live next to my father.
If not, the public portion is now closed, we have a motion.
I'll move the application again. I think this is going to be a nice addition to the neighborhood. I like the fact that the parking is going to be off the street and I wish you guys luck.
Thank you.
Second?
I'll second.
No more basement.
No basement.
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Julia?
Yes.
Chairman Seiya?
Yes.
Weston?
Yes.
Ford?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Yes.
Even though you just voted on it, I didn't clarify, I just want to make sure that the resolution will include, the note will be removed on your plans that there's no ground, that'll be ground floor, not basement, the ground floors are not going to be in the approved setbacks, and the area is fucked up this.
Did they have to vary for the set, for the rear?
The rear yard, yes. I already did say that.
Okay.
Thank you, good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck to the neighbors.
All right, we're down to board discussion. Imagine that.
Yeah, and I can easily, we talked about this before, that, you know, if we want to put a time limit on site plans or any approvals, if you want to say that, you know, it's conditioned upon, and the variances are conditioned upon the permits being issued within a two-year period, whatever three-year period you wanted to say, I'm just throwing it out there.
I always do, in my counts, I always do that. I mean, it's always a standard in all my resolutions.
You know, it is, except that if you don't have a basis for it, I mean, I'm not sure you, yeah.
I may not. I just put it in every single resolution.
I used to put it in before, but you know.
But no one challenges it with the full 10, 25 days.
As long as we tell him, like, I almost said that on the last one, but he's moving so quickly, he wants to move before we get done.
Right.
That as long as we say, as, you know, it's, that would be a condition. So I'll just say in every resolution that you want to do, you know, the board asks that, it makes everything contingent upon permits being issued within 2 years of the approval.
Carrie, I would change the permits applied for.
Okay.
Because then that puts them at the mercy of the building department, then you have a conflict between the applicant, the building department, and the.
So if I can apply and not give them the final plans.
Yeah, that's just a stalling process.
Well, but it's applied for.
If they need an extension, if they need an extension.
Because our building.
Because the building department has an issued a plan, they automatically are entitled to an extension.
And 2 years is plenty.
Under the law, they're automatically entitled to it.
But the building department only has 10 days to give it anyway, so.
And 2 years is plenty of time.
Right?
I agree.
2 years. Yeah, 2 years is plenty of time.
I mean, the paperwork has become ridiculous, but it's still 2 years is more than adequate.
And Carrie, I have.
It just saves them coming back for a meeting, and if they come back for a meeting and say that we applied for the permit.
They don't have to.
It hasn't been issued.
No, they just have to write it up.
Yeah, they just write a letter.
Yep.
Write a letter, okay, because then it ends up on the agenda, and it's, no.
Right.
I have not looked, did the Permit Extension Act, it's dead, right?
That's dead.
It is dead, okay, that's what I thought. I hadn't heard about getting extended yet.
Well.
Well, that's why this conversation never meant.
Not really, I mean, technically it expires in June, but.
Oh, it still goes to June?
Yeah.
For Monmouth County and the Sandy affected counties.
Correct, Sandy affected counties.
Until June, okay.
So, which raises one issue because we have gators.
Right.
And now that's on appeal, so.
Is that still on, I thought that's settled.
I don't even know, but that's, so, you know, that probably extends it, but I'm going to tell Hirsch to write us a letter anyway, so we can do that.
What about into the key also? No, I think I saw something going on out there now.
Did you?
Or doing the bulkhead.
Yeah, so they've probably done some work.
Yeah, and then we did, you guys did that schoolhouse however long ago, and the guy never did anything.
Well, that, yeah, that's still open, and that's the one I want expired. So it's very possible they could go ahead and pull what they pulled last time and adopt an extension at the very last second, which is what they did last time.
Exactly, especially for Sandy impacted counties.
Right, it's dead everywhere else in the state.
Yes.
Right, well, hopefully it won't.
And one last thing, if we're done with that. So I get, you know, the Mad Hatter, we went on appeal, we argued initially, you know, as I indicated, what I thought was going to happen was the judge was inclined to say that we are non-compliant with the Open Public Meeting Act. She had asked, you know, I raised a lot of issues, she had asked Gazarovski to come back and tell her when he discovered it, you know, because he was wrong when he was saying it on the record. Nonetheless, it's hard to say which way she's going to go, and I had no confidence that she, I mean, she was clearly against us in the, you know, argument.
Only on this technicality, nothing else?
Yes, well, yeah, no, she didn't even get to the rest of it. So, you know, initially I told you, I think we should talk about just re-deliberating and redoing it. And the issue is, we don't have jurisdiction.
We're doing the resolution.
Right.
Not the whole application.
Not the whole application, what we have to do, and I think I put it in my memo, the initial memo, we had a million, I understand on this, but what you have to do is, everybody was here, so we don't have that problem. We've lost one, Bob Marone, so, but everybody else, I think you may have to, if you have to listen to a tape, if you missed anything.
And he voted no anyway.
I think maybe listed.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Right, so you'll have to listen to a tape. So what you do is, everybody says, signs up, yep, I listened to all the tapes, I was here, I'm present, I know it, let's talk about it. You just re-deliberate. What she did in the Shadowbrook case was, she sent it back, she remanded it back to them to do just that. No new testimony, you know, board has to actually have good faith deliberations during it.
Isn't there a proviso though that if somebody who can prove that they did not get notice because it wasn't in the paper,
they can ask questions, etc.
They can ask paper.
Right. So she did say that anybody that says they didn't get notice, which I would let anybody say anything. I'm not going to let them ask questions. They can make statements,
right,
but not questions, just because we want to cover our bases. So she had asked us to.
If they're asking us questions, we're then testifying.
Yeah. No, they can make statements. They're not asking questions.
Oh, they can't put our witnesses?
No. And she didn't allow it in Shadowbrook.
Okay,
just
okay, good,
that.
Good.
So I'm going to follow the same set of rules.
Yeah.
So what happens is that she's got jurisdiction over that case because it's on appeal. We don't. So even if we wanted to fix it, you know, so that we don't get her to answer that question, we can't because we have jurisdiction. It's a technicality. So I asked her, before you make the decision on whether or not we're non-compliant, give us the opportunity to take corrective action. The statute allows that. You know, that's what we want to do, but we don't have jurisdiction to do it. She didn't get that initially, which is what I was trying to say to her without tipping my hand to Gazarovsky, you know, because we no longer have technically jurisdiction. Neither did the Shadowbrook case, but I think there is, it's, I don't want to bore you with the legalities. I'll tell Mark it. She technically said their resolution was void. So not the entire action, because I think once you do that, there's nothing to remand. So I was worried that at some point Gazarovsky's going to catch on. And if she did that to us and said, I void your action because, you know, you didn't comply, I think you have to start over at that point. And I think clearly you have to start over because there's nothing to be remanded because that.
Start over the whole application?
If we, right, but now we don't have to. Dave, that's why I'm doing it this way. So we need to pick a date, and I'm sure it's going to be a special meeting, maybe one of our Thursdays, to come in. It's going to be an all-nighter, you know it. Mm. It's going to be late, but we're going to re-deliberate, just like Shadowbrook did with their case. Anybody that's in the audience, and you know Gazarovsky's going to find somebody.
Kevin wants you to do this? Kevin Asadi?
I spoke with Kevin Asadi. They're all in agreement.
Okay.
You know, I said to him, I said, look, here's your risk. You didn't want us to do this, but here's your risk. If we don't do this, she's just going to say, you didn't comply, okay? And if we don't comply, then our action is void.
But she still hasn't ruled, right?
No, she hasn't, but I don't want her to rule.
No, I hear you.
Yeah, and I said, so if that's the case, you know, if she does what she did in Shadowbrook, she's going to say, you didn't comply, your action's void, now remand and go back and fix it, which I don't think she has the right to do, and I don't want to take that chance with us. You know, if he's smart on Shadowbrook, you know, he's going to appeal it anyway. He's going to add that as one of the things. Hey, she voided their action. They can't just remand now. It's already voided. And technically, I think he would be right on that. But I don't know that he picks up on it. I just don't want to give, you know, why do that? The statute allows, the last proviso clause, which she doesn't accept either. Statute also has a 45-day period of appeal, which she didn't agree with either. But it does contain a proviso.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
We're not in executive session.
Yeah, I know.
You sure you want to say all this in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll get up and I'll walk out and then make an emotion and retroactively put it into executive
session. I said to her on the record, this on the record, judge, it's not a statute of limitations. Right. But at any rate, they had us all that. We lost on all those pretty much. She's not accepting that. So I think that our best course is, and I've asked her, she granted it today. She said, yes. She called me up, she said, her clerk did. You're going to get an order that says, I'll remand it for you to take the corrective action.
Right. Oh, good. Oh, okay.
Right. So the order's, I don't have it.
That's what we were waiting for, really.
Yeah, I didn't know, but that's awesome.
Right. So I don't have it, but I'm sure it's going to be very similar to, you know, what she told Shadowbrook to do. She's going to give instructions on what we have to do. I'm hoping it
will. Was he opposing Shadowbrook?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
But people who didn't vote on it the first time can participate in it?
Yes.
They only have to listen to the tape
listen
of any meeting
they
missed.
Right. Yep.
So is it just a vote on the resolution, or is it a vote to approve the application and the resolution?
Correct.
So it's two votes.
Right. So what you have to do is you have to, you know, and Ed McKenna did it in Shadowbrook for us, and Kevin Kennedy was Shadowbrook. I'll go over it with them too. But what they did is they re-deliberated with the resolution that they had, and they said, you know, we found this, we just, you know, we still think that applies, whatever. You can go through your resolution. You're just re-deliberating on it. So really, that's what you're doing, is taking the resolution that you approved. Anybody can change their mind, by the way. I mean, you can, you know, not that I'm suggesting anybody does that, but, you know, if you don't have, you're not bound by what you did before, because you're technically, you are rediscussing and re-deliberating whichever way you wanted to go. You know, you can.
But there's going to be no testimony, only statements?
Anybody that, I'm going to say, my recommendation is anybody that has a statement that didn't get to make a statement before.
But I thought it's only the people who weren't here previously. So Gather Aspie can't get up here and start talking.
Well, he's going to, because he's going to have somebody else that he says, you know that.
But technically, he can't do it on behalf of Jennifer Walz.
Correct. But he can do it on behalf of Joe Blow.
Who allegedly never ever heard of this application in his entire life.
The only one in the county Monmouth that hasn't heard of it, but yes. So that's where we are. So that's coming up, you know, that'll come up. I'll work with Kathy on trying to, you know, get one of our dates, you know, either one of the Thursdays that we've set aside, or, you know, pay for a special meeting date or whatever.
Yeah, it's going to have to be a Thursday.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a Thursday.
Because we're scheduling into July.
Right. And I know.
Technicalities, buried in technicalities.
Yeah.
You know how I felt about this application, but let's go on. Who goes, go on, let's just go on.
That's what I'm saying.
So Dave, you can change your vote?
No, I'm just saying, why, don't, this not, this is all nonsense, just to delay it.
Well, I mean, it could go south.
Yeah, it could go south also, yes.
Have a court order to tell us to. I'm going to resubmit.
We spent a lot of time on it.
I'm not a sore loser.
And this all goes back to not advertising the two papers.
Correct.
Which was a bunch of crap.
Well, the technicality.
It is.
And now the Two River Times, man, they're loving life. They got four or five extra pages in their paper now.
Yeah, all the newspapers are. I mean, that saved them from the brink of destruction. Extinction. So that's that.
I have this online.
Good job, Carrie.
Okay, I didn't know you wanted.
That's in a nutshell.
Hard copy.
It's easier to tell you, try to put everything in. Matter of fact, Mark, I am giving, I'm part of the land use.
I saw that.
Land use committee, so I'm going to talk about it there.
Everything in the box.
I love her dearly, but.
I brought it up at the.
Oh, we got to make a motion to do a hearing.
Any other business before the board this evening? Anyone in the public scared to be heard?
John was.
Public portion's now closed.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Meeting adjourned.
All in favor, aye.